It is 12:30 here at KPTZ in Port Townsend, and it's Thursday, which means it's time for Bureaucracy Now. And I'm Taylor Clark. I'm here live in the studio with John Morrow. Joining us on Zoom is Carrie Height, who is our she is our Parks Strategy.
Why don't we have her say it?
Carrie,
I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation Strategy.
Thank you, Carrie. Good to see you again.
Yeah. And I'm also joined in the studio with Jim Burke, and we're just going to have a little discussion about a news report that went out last week that appeared to encourage people to get pitchforks and show up.
Tongue in cheek, pitchforks are sort of standard gear for anything. You know, I feel like that's just assumed.
Yeah.
Well, it's whether you sharpen them or not is kind of, I think, the question here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I wanted to apologize to you, John, and to Carrie and the stakeholders committee for the report that went out on Friday. Ultimately, as news producer, it's my job to make sure that misinformation doesn't get out there. And I failed in this case, and I will never make any
you'll
mistakes.
Never do,
ever,
you'll
ever
never, again. Ever, you promise,
I
cross
never,
your heart.
I will never, ever make a mistake again as long as I am news producer at KPTZ.
Jim, we love you. And I feel like...
And we love our volunteer news
people.
News people.
Including Simon.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is an unpaid...
Who is a solid fellow.
He is.
Well,
yes. Fantastic.
I mean, let's not go any further into that. We're here to provide information. And
yes.
I know that Taylor, Carrie, and I never make mistakes ourselves, so we'll tolerate your presence here, Jim. But,
okay. All right. Well, I got the sackcloth and ashes on, so yeah. I'll go home and shower when
but
we're all
it.
Done here.
I love it. It's actually, it's allowed us to both clarify what's going on, get Carrie back on here. I think mm-hmm. she's going to join again soon in the new year to talk about this again as it evolves. So it just gives us an opportunity to provide information. So I really appreciate that from the KPTZ crew.
Sure. And I'm interviewing Carrie next Wednesday, which will be aired on January 2nd. Also, I interviewed Derek Kilmer, our congressperson, about the new budget and all the great things that are coming to our area from the new budget that the Congress is passing today, I think.
Oh,
and,
fingers crossed.
And what?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. And so on January 2nd, that'll air, and then Carrie will have an opportunity to tell us all about the golf course and Mountain View Commons project going forward.
Yeah, and we did have another news report. Was it yesterday on the?
Yes, Casey Dolan did. He watched mm-hmm. the stakeholders meeting on Tuesday, and he mm-hmm. did a very thorough report about it yesterday. Yes,
and if you missed the report, those are available, much like Brunel,
yeah.
where we put them online
as a podcast,
and the
there's
transcript.
A transcript is available.
Yeah.
And of
yeah.
course, if you want to go right to the source of information too,
Let's
there's a city website
Carrie.
That there's that,
that
too
has information, and we have a professional here with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie, not getting
in,
a word in edgewise.
Three men.
Well, hello,
in a
everyone. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Taylor and John, and it's great to be here. You sure set the bar high, though, for no mistakes. I don't know about that.
That's why we hired you, Carrie. Come on, yeah. you know, so far so good.
Well, I can't claim that one. I don't know.
So, Carrie, as somebody who was in the room along with Casey mm-hmm. and the stakeholder group, do you want to bring us up to speed with what actually happened at that fourth stakeholder meeting on the 20th? And
yeah,
kind of
you
are?
Bet. Let yeah. me just clarify the whole process so people kind of know. I'm going to just take one step back. The stakeholders group is a group of about 20 to 22 people who are really being charged and challenged to kind of stay at the macro level and help us, help me and the consultants really drive a good process, public process around a discussion around the golf course. And so, and Mountain View campus as well. They're going to be meeting through June. So it, you know, their last meeting was not last week. We populate the city's meeting calendar every month. It's not, you're not going to see calendar meetings set in June yet, but you'll see some in January and February. So we continue to evolve and populate that calendar, but we are set to meet to June. Right now we've gone through the first phase where the consultants understand the existing conditions, and we've been out and about in the community talking to smaller groups and larger groups and school groups, and just really trying to get some ideas and get people's thoughts on the discussion of the golf course in Mountain View Commons. All of this input is going to culminate in the first. We haven't even had an open public house yet or open house yet. That's going to be on January 11th at Fort Worden Commons from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And for those of you who can't or don't want to show up in person because of the pandemic situation or any other situation, we are going to have one virtually as well on January 12th from 4 o'clock to 5:30. And the virtual one, you can find the link on our website. It is under www.cityofpt.us/envision. And both of that's the website to go to for all of the information about this process, but particularly the open houses.
Jim has just made a note of that.
He's just putting it in my pocket right now as we speak, Carrie.
Chiseled it on his stone tablet.
So, Carrie, I just want to stop you for a second. I did see people doing a field trip. Was that correct? They were over at the golf course. They walked down to the Cotai Lagoon. They walked around the Mountain View Commons. Wasn't that one of the stakeholder meetings at previously?
It was not. I'm not sure what that was. It might have been a consultant that was walking the course.
No, it was, before it was post the launch. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the project launch. We did have a project launch that wasn't an open house. People really thought that it should have been an open house format with a big presentation and they wanted to give input.
This was just more recent. I saw people wandering around. They were in groups. Yeah. They went to the golf course. They went here.
Right.
I think they were people from the stakeholder committee who were actually just looking at the actual physical lay of the land here after the launch.
Yeah.
Sort of a field trip for them.
That's good. You know, we've encouraged them to walk the site and to get to know the property some and to engage in the process. So the project launch that we had was back in October, and it was just a meet and greet for the consultants and myself and the community. Right. We had about 100 people show up, and we had it on site, as you mentioned, both at Mountain View Commons and at the golf course.
Mm-hmm. And what's next?
The next touch point for this project is the open house on January 11th and then the virtual one on January 12th.
Okay.
We have, we're just now starting to schedule the stakeholders groups. We'll have one in late January, early February timeframe, and then another one in March. And then we'll go into our second open house in April. And we'll have another stakeholders in May, and our third and final open house will be in June.
So the open house in January, if for people attending, will there be presentations or charts or boards showing different proposals?
Yes, there will be, for sure.
Charts and boards?
I like that.
Charts and boards charts and board. Sticky dots and
all. How about pizza and childcare? I mean, let's talk about...
We're also providing childcare.
Are you really?
Yes. Out. Yeah, we are.
Thank you to the YMCA.
The YMCA really stepped up and was able to organize that for us.
And pizza, John?
Sources say likely some pizza. I don't know if we can confirm that, Carrie.
Well, but that would bring people out.
We can't confirm that yet. So still negotiating that.
Well, I'm
breaking news.
I'm interviewing you next Wednesday, Carrie. So if you could get your facts straight by then, it would be really nice.
Okay.
Let me make a public apology for
on
misinformation.
Some type of food.
No more mistakes, John. You're not allowed.
Why do you think we schedule it for 1-1-1-2-3? Just so we could remember the day, right? So that's
what it's January 11th.
January 11th.
1-1-1. Today is 12/22/2022. For those who are playing along with numerology.
Oh, yeah. And there's $500 million on the Mega Millions tomorrow night. So go play the, if you want to.
This is actually a good time to remind our listeners that if you want to add to the conversation, you have a question or something, I am trying to keep an eye. I'm not very good at it. Keep an eye on the mail, dj@kptz.org. And if you have a question about this, about what's going on, where we are in the process and how we're progressing, this is a really great time to ask those questions.
We know you're out there.
Yeah.
So. Just go ahead.
Taylor, can I add something?
Please do.
If people go on to the city website, to that /envision site that I talked about, there is a way that people can create to make comments on this project. And so you can submit comments. they go onto a comment log. We post that every Monday, and people can read through the public comments that were made about both the golf course and Mountain View Commons.
So the public doesn't have to engage. You don't have
right
to
now.
Attend the meeting in order to have your voice heard.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's useful information right there.
There we go. Can we upload graphics to the comment log, Carrie?
I don't think you can. Hmm. I'll clarify that. Now I might be making a mistake.
You want to send a meme?
We do use.
Well, I didn't want to send a meme. No, I just have an idea about the golf course myself, and I thought if I could draw something on the satellite photo of the current golf course I might be able to.
Yeah, there's a way to email that.
Yeah, there is.
You can always email me.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, that's right. I probably have your email.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think now's a good time too. I mean, not just to shout out Carrie for taking this strategic initiative on, but also to the stakeholder group, because they're volunteers who represent the community. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I could think of a couple, I don't need to name them by name, but a couple of other, you know, task force types, stakeholder groups in recent memory, just in the last year, that have really, rolled up their sleeves and kind of leaned in to some really tricky topics, and actually doing so very much like knowing that it's not going to be an easy answer, and that the discussion itself and the negotiation and the sharing of ideas is how we get to the other side. And I think the same thing with this. There's no right answer, and it's probably not going to be tremendously easy, but they're really up for trying to get what's best for our community. So my hats are off to every single one of those stakeholder group members.
We are. This is a community full of smart, civically engaged people, and that's the kind of people who show up to do this work. And I'm encouraged to hear that the dialectic process is I majored in philosophy is the process that you're engaging to get to answers, where you come up with ideas and the hard work, rolling up your sleeves and doing it.
So. Back to the core philosophical question: how ought we to live, Taylor? That is, I just remember that core foundational question from my philosophy classes.
Well, I of course forgot all the philosophy that I ever learned, except for words, $20 words like dialectic. But
sure.
what is reality?
John, thank you for mentioning the stakeholders. You're right; they are volunteering their time and they're doing a fabulous job. Mm-hmm. For example, this last stakeholder meeting, we got some really good feedback, and they helped us frame up the open house for January 11th. And so the open house that people come to on January 11th really was designed by the stakeholders. And so it'll be nice to get some good public input. And we've had a couple stakeholders volunteer at a couple intercept events around town that we've had. We set up in front of the co-op. We set up in front of Quimper Mercantile. We have calls into a couple other stores to see if we can do some intercept events, really just trying to intercept people where they are get some input on the golf course in Mountain View Commons. And so just that hats off to some of those volunteers who have volunteered above and beyond just the stakeholder meetings.
So to hear from members of the public, not members of the public who take the time to show up, but people who maybe are busy and don't have time to show up, but might have strong opinions.
Or who might not listen to KPTZ Radio 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.
And
I can't imagine anybody in that subset of people. Doesn't everybody?
I believe, isn't you required to have a chip implanted in your head in order to...
Carrie, I do have a question, Carrie. And I'll ask you this question again on Wednesday too. Everybody's talking about the golf course. Everybody's constantly talking about the golf course. Tell me, what are people thinking about in terms of Mountain View Commons? Has anything percolated? Has anything bubbled up so far?
Some people have really recognized and acknowledged the importance of the police station to be there, and also the food bank, and really don't want to look at any changes in the physical part, the building part of Mountain View. They think it's a great community hub. We've heard some comments about the expansion of pickleball. We've heard some comments about keeping a dog park. There's another flat area there that we just think there might be some complementary uses to both sites. And so people like Mountain View being planned alongside the golf course because it's a general big, large civic campus area that can host a lot of different things.
Cool.
And I think a good opportunity to shout out the Port Townsend School District and their willingness to collaborate, because we actually long-term lease this space from the school district. Right. So they're a willing, active participant and partner in this process, and pretty courageously right. so, because it's actually their land.
Right. We have two school board members that are on the stakeholders group. They're just really there and interested in both Mountain View Commons and the golf course. So that's been helpful as well.
And I also know it'll never happen, because it keeps never happening, but eventually KPTZ will leave this structure that we're in on Mountain View Commons.
Oh, right. And go,
and
to,
go
the,
to Fort Worden. And when we do, does anybody have an idea what they want to do with this building?
Well, we should probably master plan that, shouldn't we, Carrie?
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
yeah, that's part of the discussion in the planning process. There's been some definitely interest in that site. And
sure.
so not to give you
they,
the boot.
They can't have
quickly.
It. Not
we'd love
yet.
To have you there.
We're busy.
But we definitely have people interested as yeah. well.
John, we got a comment here.
Great.
Fantastic.
Which I thought I would, and I will I will allow the commenter to remain anonymous, but it's a good comment, so there's no reason we couldn't. It says, thank you for these informative and interesting conversations. Thanks to KPTZ and the City of Port Townsend for continuing to reach out. Thanks to the amazing city and county staff, oh, this is really true, who keep the roads clear during our inclement weather, and those emergency workers who respond to 911 calls, dig cars out of the ditches, and respond to medical emergencies. Thanks to those who inspire us through art, music, and intriguing conversation. Let's all aspire to keep our community building, keep the holiday spirit through the entire year.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Gratitude and cheer.
I
wow.
love it. And I happen to know who sent that based on what I'm looking at the screen. I won't reveal the identity,
yeah.
but heartfelt appreciation at XMICU. High five.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, yeah, I think that kind of captures it all. I
do
too.
I think we're done here. Play music until 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we're done and dusted.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to add one thing, Taylor. I was remiss in not thanking the Parks and Recreation Trails and Trees
Advisory
Board as
group.
Well.
Right.
Because they volunteered for the Intercept events as well. They're not even on the stakeholders group, but they took an interest in making sure that we have an equitable conversation.
Could you run over the name of that advisory group?
Yeah,
one more time?
I always stumble on it. Yeah. It's a long one. Parks, Recreation, Trees and Trails Advisory Board. Shortened, it's called the PERTAB.
PERTAB.
Right, right. I didn't realize Trails was in their title.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so I've
is.
Always just heard it as the Park Advisory Board. That's mm-hmm. that's the same board, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And Trees was recently added.
Parks, Trees, yeah. and Trails.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That, I'm glad that we've expanded the name of that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just being tongue-in-cheek here, and I'm not sure if the chair is thrilled that we keep on adding words to that advisory body in my conversations with her, but, you know, she's up for anything. So, no, it's a great, I mean, that advisory, that's just another, you know, back to the comment that was just read on the air. I mean, it takes a village, right? And so yeah. those advisory bodies are places where people provide tangible benefits and positive impact to our community. And, you know, that Parks, Recreation, Trails, Trees Advisory Body, recently the Planning Commission hosting the open mic event.
Right.
I mean, these are unpaid volunteers who care about our community and wanting to steward ourselves into a better future. So I just, you know, it's a good time of year to remember what it takes
yeah.
to keep a
yes.
community
yes.
running the right direction.
And I would also say, you know, to our KPTZ new staff, you know, thank you for coming in
yes.
and doing the hard
Gosh.
Work.
Community Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the weather is getting better tomorrow. It's going to rain and get warmer, so all this stuff will melt. Make sure your storm drains are clear, people, that they're not filled with leaves. Just yeah. a public service announcement.
Yeah. This is the random public service announcement.
Yeah, that's what I do. I can't help
it's
it.
Also likely, I'm just noticing some recent forecasts around freezing rain.
Yes,
so,
I'm actually yeah. not nearly
tomorrow
as encouraged
Tomorrow morning's not
going to
be as
are.
Great as tomorrow
yeah.
afternoon.
Yeah, so tomorrow we've been trying to get that right. And I think, you know, just huge props to emergency response, to police team, to streets crews, to water crews, to facilities crews, to all those people who are kind of, they don't have a choice to say, I'll just not get in a car or get to work. I mean, they're actually here to try to make it safer for everybody. And yeah. they'll be, I mean, just having conversations with the public works team right before this, you know, this broadcast, they're doing a lot of pre-planning to make sure that they're kind of anticipating anything. And so
for tomorrow,
for tonight, adjusting schedules, thinking about how to get salt in the right places and sand and how to, you know, make sure that, you know, they can anticipate pipes that might burst and how to respond. Mm. I mean, they're really thinking that through. So give us a little bit of grace, but man, you know, hopefully we'll dodge one tomorrow.
I think we talked last, it might have been last year, we talked about the plows and the public works and yeah. And how what I thought was interesting and what stuck in my mind was that you have a bunch of trucks that aren't really plows, but you fit them with plows for this, especially for this, and you can field something like 5 or 6 plows around the town. Is it?
I'm forgetting what I had in my mind then. I know that we do have approximately that number. I know we also need to, we've got some fleet challenges. We've been upgrading because some of those are quite old.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is also territory for the county and for the state. I mean, you know, Sims mm-hmm. Way is WashDOT. And so it's really, you know, at least three jurisdictions coming together to make sure people are safe
yeah.
on the roadways. And frankly, with, you know, 88 to 90 miles of roadway in a small town of 7 square kilometers, it's not like we can get everywhere. So if people want to see what our priority plowing and sanding streets are, you can find that in a recent Facebook post. Mm-hmm. You can find it online. We won't be able to do, you know, door-to-door service for everybody, but we need to make sure we're as safe as possible.
And I just want to point out that you are thinking about the future by mixing miles and kilometers into one sentence. That was impressive.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You said 7 square kilometers and how many miles of streets? Fantastic.
It's actually 7 square miles.
It is 7 square miles.
Oh, wow. So, see? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, God. You're just getting it.
So
I'm getting
you to issue a correction. Wow.
We'll roll the tapes. I don't know if I said that incorrectly.
No, I think he said 7 square kilometers.
Well, I would just say a shout out for the sanding efforts.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some very judicious use of sand just in the places where it's, you know, in my case, where there's a, you know, you're running downhill to a T intersection.
Yeah, stop sign at the end of San Juan Avenue. Yeah.
That one in particular. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And those, and they have done a good job of scattering sand just up.
Yeah.
Just enough. So
I appreciate the fact that people are driving at 15, 20 miles an hour on this hard pack stuff. I really do appreciate that, especially if they're behind me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have about
weather, snow,
3 minutes left. Carrie, do you have anything else?
Please,
you want to have we covered all the ground you hope to cover?
I think we have. And if people still have questions, go visit that website. Come to the open house. Engage with the comment card. Give me an email. Send me an email. CHITE@cityofpt.us, and I'd be happy to answer those emails for you. So we just want to make sure that everybody who wants to be involved can be involved, and we listen to everybody in the community. So if you have a smaller group that you want me to come and present at, give me a jingle. If you want me to come out and about and listen to various different concerns, I would be happy to come into the community and listen to that. So, but thanks for giving me the opportunity to clarify things.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I have to add on to what Carrie said too, because I think she has really been working at trying to get out to meet as many people as possible. And I think, you know, we can't possibly do, you know, 10,306 individual interviews. I think that's currently the population of town. It'd be great if we could actually, because we really honestly want to hear from everybody. So we have to find some way of kind of gathering general input. But, you know, Carrie's been out to dozens and dozens of groups and had, you know, hundreds of conversations. And I think, you know, not only just giving her a big high five for those heroics, but also we as a city are trying to find better ways of meeting people where they are. And this is one of them, you know, in the open house, and trying to let the stakeholder group design what the open house looks like is a way of saying, hey, how can we evolve and how we engage with our community? So if you have those kinds of ideas, even if they're not directly relevant to this particular initiative, we want to keep getting better at involving more and more voices and more people in our community. All send right. me an email. Give me some yeah. ideas, and we'll come find you where you are.
Let me just, for the last few minutes here, John, let's talk about what we have planned for yeah. upcoming bureaucracy news. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a quarterly conversation with Mayor Faber coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I believe that is, well, actually, Carrie's back here the first Thursday of January on the 5th. Okay. And then Mayor Faber is here on the 19th of January. I think I just missed one though. So
you did.
I'll be here on the 12th. and then, you know, I'm actually taking a bit of time away because I've kind of got maxed out there. And I'm trying to schedule, I think at this point, a council member, say a committee chair, because there are three council committees,
right.
and the staff liaison to come and talk about 2023 early on in the year, say in February, mm-hmm. and what's on tap for that committee, why do they exist, and actually get to know their elected representatives a little better. And
yeah,
I think that was really
like
spurred
that.
when Libby Wenstrom came in and, right. and had a conversation. It was we should keep making the rounds of the seven members of elected city council to make sure that listeners can hear directly from their mouth what their priorities are and how they're working through the committee system and through council to make things happen.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm.
There's always something else, isn't there? Or you?
I'm just well, giving Carrie a high five. Background here we go. Hi, Carrie.
Well, I'm as you know, we have discussed Raccoon House.
Yes.
And I'm not going to ask you about Raccoon House, other than just to say to remind you that Kevin Mason, a much loved member of the Port Townsend community, and do you know where I'm going with this?
I think he's going to play a song.
I am. And he's gotten together out at Rain Shadow Recording and recorded a song called Christmas in PT.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that given that it is, we're, you know, this is our transitional song and given how well-loved he is in the community and given that I've been featuring Christmas music last week was Run, Rudolph, Run.
That's right.
And so I thought this week we would hear from Kevin Mason and Christmas in PT. Are you ready, John?
I don't think so. Of course I am.
Whoa, hey. Wow, that's hot.
Cold rain stripping on people sipping on drinks at a small cafe. The wind is howling, the crows are scowling, the ferries are closed today. The folks out shopping are puddle hopping, a damp and a dreary day, but we're still doing hikes, running errands on bikes. It's Christmas in Port Townsend. Fog keeps rolling, the deer strolling through streets, sidewalks, and lawns. The gulls and ravens in rooftop havens, just watch what they poop on. It may be dark here, but it'll spark here once the power's back on.